RT Investigates has learned an investigation is underway at Cork University Maternity Hospital after multiple baby organs were incinerated abroad. The incinerations, which happened without the knowledge or consent of bereaved parents, occurred on two occasions last year, when the organs of 18 babies were sent to Belgium along with clinical waste. Aoife Hegarty of RT Investigates reports.
HSE standards state when organs are retained at post-mortem for further examination, hospitals should support the next of kin by facilitating their return or arranging their sensitive disposal by burial or cremation only. Despite this, 18 families were contacted by Cork University Maternity Hospital to inform them the organs of their deceased babies were incinerated at a clinical waste facility in Belgium last year. The incinerations followed a decision to free up mortuary space fearing increased COVID-related deaths. Some of the organs had lain in storage at the morgue in Cork University Hospital for several months. In a statement, CUH apologised for the distressing incident, saying it happened under very extenuating and unprecedented circumstances brought about by the COVID-19 pandemic. While CUMH told RTE it was not aware of the decision to send the perinatal organs for incineration. CUMH has confirmed an investigation is underway, with affected parents expected to receive the final review in late October or early November.
Stormont ministers have agreed to end social distancing restrictions for shops, theatres and a number of other indoor settings in Northern Ireland. At a meeting yesterday evening, ministers decided to remove the 1 metre distance requirement for the retail sector, indoor attractions and seated indoor venues. Our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney.
COVID regulations will be relaxed further in Northern Ireland from 6 p.m. on Thursday. From that point, the 1 metre social distancing rule will be lifted in shops, theatres, cinemas and a number of other indoor settings. The move to ease restrictions in the retail sector comes as every adult in Northern Ireland aged 18 and over is in line to receive a £100 voucher, which they're being urged to spend in shops and businesses in their local areas from next Monday. Some sectors are being asked to put in place mitigations, including proof of double vaccination or a negative lateral flow test, but this will be advice and not legislation, so not legally enforceable. Ministers did not discuss the lifting of the social distancing rules in the hospitality sector. That will be considered at a meeting next Thursday. Vincent Kearney, RT News, Belfast.
The Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform, Michael McGrath, will today seek Cabinet approval to undertake a review of the Freedom of Information Act. The Act sets out the rules by which members of the public can access records held by government departments and agencies. Our political correspondent, Michael Lehan.
The current Freedom of Information legislation was enacted in 2014. This review will consider how the system can be brought up to date to take account of changes in the way information is viewed and stored. Recommendations are expected to be presented to government in the middle of next year. However, Sinn Féin has urged the coalition to accept legislation in this area that it has drafted. The party believes there is a lack of accountability for those failing in their obligations under the current Act. Legislation drawn up by TDs Máire Farrell and Sarika Clark would make those public bodies which are only partially included in the present Freedom of Information model fully part of a new system.
Micheál Lehan. Women of Honour, a group of retired members of the Army, Naval Service and Air Corps, will meet the Minister for Defence, Simon Coveney, today to discuss a review into their stories of abuse. An RT documentary uncovered allegations of sexism, bullying, sexual assault and rape in the Irish Armed Forces. Speaking on this programme, Diane Byrne, who is a retired Army captain and member of the Women of Honour group, said there needs to be acknowledgement of what happened and an apology.
We've all experienced various different things over the years, and for that to be swept under the carpet in this day and age is absolutely outrageous. That no change will come about if there isn't an acknowledgement to what has happened. And an apology, it would be absolutely deserved.
The managing director of the Glenisk yogurt manufacturing plant in County Offaly has said the future of the business is uncertain after a fire completely destroyed the plant. Investigations will continue this morning to establish the exact cause of the blaze, which broke out yesterday at the factory near Tullamore. 50 staff were safely evacuated and no one was injured in the fire. Speaking on this programme, Vincent Cleary explained what happened.
Fire started in where our yoghurt is actually made, what we call the incubation room, and within seconds it seemed to have spread along a wall, and the shout went out, alarm went off to evacuate the premises. We're well drilled and trained in that, and our training saved a lot of lives yesterday.
Services on the Lewis Red Line in Dublin city centre have been disrupted this morning following an incident last night in which a man was injured and taken to hospital for treatment. Lewis operators have said there are no red Lewis Line services between Blackhorse and The Point due to the incident, which happened in Rialto around 11:30 p.m. It is operating a service between Blackhorse and Talla and Saggart. All Lewis tickets are valid on Dublin Bus. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. From condensing oil boilers to heat pumps and underfloor heating, you can trust Grant to heat your home. Visit grant.ie.
More rain for a time over parts of the south and east. Some showers will be heavy and thundery with a risk of spot flooding. Highest temperatures 12 to 15 degrees in moderate, occasionally fresh southwesterly winds, veering westerly later.